Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Johnny Gorel. Batting second, the first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting third, the right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh, the center fielder, George Altman. Batting eighth, the catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dave Hillman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dave Hillman. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Don Hook. Batting second, the right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting third, the center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting eighth, the catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Harvey Haddix. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Harvey Haddix. And now, play ball. Johnny Gorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foyles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall strikes out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon strikes out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foyles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball four. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skinner. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Jackson goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson scores. Altman moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skinner. Walls reaches second base with a double. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skinner. Banks reaches second base with a double. Walls scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Altman hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 1 in the game. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hillman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive towards third. Jackson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Gorrell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdun. Gorrell reaches second base with a double. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive towards first. Stewart catches it and throws to second to double up Gorrell. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Walls hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops it up and throws to first, with Hillman covering, for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jackson bunts towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Banks moves to second. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thompson is walked intentionally. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Altman strikes out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-2 in the game. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-for-1 in the game. Foyles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocky Nelson pinch hits for Harvey Haddix. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a line drive towards short. Banks catches it and throws to first to double up Foyles. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Blackburn now pitching. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hillman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-3 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemente hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-2 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive towards third. Jackson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jackson bunts towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Banks moves to second. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Altman is walked intentionally. Walt Morin pinch hits for Cal Neiman. Bob Smith now pitching. Earle Averill pinch hits for Walt Morin. Earle Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Earle Averill now catching. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-2 in the game. Skinner hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hillman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hillman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Foyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-4 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Walls hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foyles takes first base on ball 4. Ted Kluszewski pinch hits for Bob Smith. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kluszewski for the out. Foyles moves to second. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoke bunts towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Foyles moves to third. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-3 in the game. Clemente hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 0. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.